David's Daily Digital Dollop 304. We're back on a walk in Sheffield. As you can hear, the leaves have fallen. It's proper autumnal now. Proper autumnal, like, you know what I mean? Proper autumnal. Totally autumnal like this, you know what I mean? Well autumnal, you know what I'm saying? It's totes autumnal. Anyway, an update, by the way, which I just received earlier today, from our next door neighbour Laura, who said that she may not be moving after all. She said things have happened to change her mind and that she may not be moving. She said it was because she realised it would probably be less expensive to just build an extension on the house rather than paying all the solicitor's fees and having all the upheaval of moving. But I don't think it was that at all. I think what really changed her mind was the mass petition that was delivered to her door from Dollop listeners who weren't really bothered if she went, but called for Nigel to stay. There was a lawyer who got involved in the petition as well and said that he managed to find some kind of loophole in the law that said that Nigel the cat was technically David's Daily Digital Dollop property, intellectual property of David's Daily Digital Dollop. And I think that spooked her. Talking of being spooked, it is of course that time of the year. Oh yes. Oh, I'm feeling a bit tired and I'm feeling a bit run down, but even then, I still managed to come up with an incredible link there. But talking of being spooked, it is of course that time of year. Tomorrow's Dollop, I will be regaling you with it's a true story with a spooky element to it. But that's tomorrow's Dollop. Right now, I've got a bit of a bone to pick with one of our Dollop regulars. This is a comment from Fiona, who commented on my lip-biting dollop, which garnered quite a lot of interest. But Fiona wrote the following. Well, I bit my lip. My goodness. What? It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Why would anyone be doing fireworks at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Surely the idea of a firework is that you can see them. Unless it's a, I don't know, like a blind person's firework party, maybe. Maybe the local blind organisation of, well, we'll put on a firework display for the old dears, the old blind dears. By which I mean, it's what people call old people. That's not some weird charity. Old blind dears, stags and does with bad eyesight. Although if you wanted to apply the taxi driver's logic to that, you could just call the charity No Ideas. Anyway, bit of a cliffhanger there, built a bit of tension. We all want to hear when Fiona last bit her lip, don't we? And that firework going off there and that distraction added a little bit of extra drama there, a bit of a cliffhanger. You're thinking, oh, bloody hell, David, tell us, when did Fiona last bite her lip? Fiona says, well, I last bit my lip the Wednesday before last. I always bite my lip, cheek or tongue, then bite that same bit later on that day or in the next couple of days. So she's getting involved there, like many people have done. She's getting involved in the lip-biting research study. Put that into my database. I'll get in touch with Michael Wackington, the CEO of our research institute. But then Fiona changes tack in her comment. She says, now, can we go back to stories about trains and taxis, please? They are far more entertaining because they involve interactions with others and your retelling of those interactions. The trouble is, Fiona, you're working with a pioneer here. Sometimes I'll be talking about something that happened in a train or a taxi. Other times I'll be talking about what noise a pig makes. Other times I'll be talking about me biting my lip. There's just no knowing the way the dollops are going to go. You cannot second guess the mind of a genius, Fiona. That's the problem. And just to add further insult to injury, Fiona, I was actually on a train when I was writing the dollop about me biting my lip. But nothing happened. I knew I'd gone off in the wrong direction. I knew I'd gone the wrong way. You see, Fiona, there's just no way of knowing the way the dollops are going to go. That's my point. Now, you may think, oh, we know where this is going. David's put a bit of reverb on his voice. He's going to do a haunted dollop, you know? Ooh, I didn't know it. I don't recognise this bit. What could this possibly be? But no, I'm not making it up. I don't know how I've done it, because the journey is meant to be straight. I meant to just walk in a straight line, but I've somehow, well, we're on a bit of an adventure now, because I've no idea where I am. Okay, we've walked through the other side. I've absolutely no idea where we are. I don't know how I did it. Anyway, but nothing happened, Fiona, while I was on that train. And things can't happen all the time. You've got to think, I do this every single day, Fiona. There can't be an interaction with, a weird interaction with a taxi driver or someone on a train every single day. People wouldn't believe me. The stories would lack realism. Oh, it's quite spooky, isn't it? Oh, can you hear that? The sound of a coughing woman. Is she of this world? My goodness. Is she of this world? It is a rather. That's not so spooky. I was going to say it is a rather spooky atmosphere actually here, because we're walking through a lot of trees as well, so it's gone really dark, and I can hear the sound of a crow screeching and a menacing weird alarm going, and the sound of the door, and then the sound of an old coughing woman. But then I just heard a Yorkshire workman. It's like, oh, well, the hell, there's nobody in here, I'm trying to get to work. Which isn't so spooky. Kind of ruins the atmosphere a bit there. I think I'll have another cup of tea and then we'll get back to work. But I like the way that Fiona almost reprimands me for talking about biting my lip rather than telling an anecdote about when I was on a train or in a taxi. But then she can't resist joining in. So don't pretend you're not enjoying it, Fiona. We all know the truth. Or maybe she was deliberately trying to sabotage the research, because she did say, I always bite my lip and then I bite it again later that day or a few days later. And that does not correlate with my findings so far. So maybe she's trying to thwart the research by making a fraudulent statement in the hope that I will give up and move on to talking about when I was in a taxi or on a train. Well, I'm not falling for your evil plan, Fiona. I'm going to discount what you said there. I'm going to class it as invalid evidence. Weird. I've just checked where I am. Don't have a clue I got here. It says Limestone Cottage turns on to Hag Hill. It does sound quite spooky, doesn't it? Honestly, I'm not joking, that route is just straight. All I have to do... Hey, see, he's not whistling at me. All I have to do is just walk straight. Turn right slightly and it becomes Hag Hill. My goodness. Is this more like it, Fiona? Who knows, Fiona, we might even meet the ghost of a taxi driver who we can interact with. Anyway, I better go and try and find myself back home, and I will hopefully be back tomorrow, providing I'm not lost on haunted Hag's Hill. But now, I must leave you. Leave you, because I'm walking through the leaves. At least we got one hilarious joke in today's dollop, eh?